Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, for those of you who are tuning in from time to time, I want to encourage you to put your add me to your phone as a, I don't know how you want to add me, because from time to time we have giveaways, from time to time we have different things that we want to highlight, and you might want to add 407-373-5959 to those numbers on your phone, because if you ever have a question of someone who's on my show or a comment, feel free. Or if we're giving away something, this is where you're going to be calling, 407-373-5959. Now, today's show is very dear to my heart. I have seen this happen over and over and over again, and it is frustrating. And what it is the interactions between drugs. There's a lot of people who died. 100,000 people die a year. And this is in the hospitals. I don't know about outside of hospitals. Taking drugs the right way, for the right reasons, and prescribed with the right dose. But the interactions or the side effects can be very dangerous. Well, now, it's been a while since I've had psychiatrist and orthomolecular scientist Dr. Alice Lee. And she has been on the show back in 2014. So if you want to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, you can listen to her show on the archives. And so many people don't know that when they're getting off medications, especially psychotropic medication, there could be some side effects that you might encounter. So Dr. Alice Lee, what I love about her is that she helps treat people with nutrition, supplements, meditation, energy medicine. So today she's going to share with us what are the signs, what to look for, what are the dangers. She's going to help us facilitate an awareness of how we can transition, and I'm not saying this by yourself, but with an expert or someone who can help you get off, or as you stay with these drugs, what you could expect. And I'm excited to introduce you to Dr. Lee, because it's been a while since she's been on the show. She's an American Board of Integrative and Holistic Medicine. She is holistic and integrative psychiatrist practicing in Maryland, who combines nutritional medicine, which is orthomolecular psychiatry. So she's a psychiatrist, energy and other alternative therapies in a holistic and integrative way. And so since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful to Dr. Alice Lee because she is here to do just that. Welcome back, Dr. Lee, to the Lilla McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, Dr. Lee, before we get started in the nitty-gritty and the side effects, share a little bit about your background and what led you to a more holistic approach to psychiatry.
Well, it's a combination of, I think, life circumstances and also clarity as I went on with my practice about what my patients needed. I think as I practiced after I graduated, it became really clear that patients needed more than just medication. So I just wanted to do whatever was best for my patients, and it just led me in time to explore more natural alternatives, and when I tried them, it worked. So that's how I ended up in this field.
Now, but if I recall, you also had experience with side effects.
Yeah.
Did I? Okay. Would you share a little bit about that?
Sure. I'm happy to. One of the circumstances that I was referring to was my own personal experience getting off Zoloft. And I experienced very, very severe depression. And they had given me the Zoloft because, you know, I was unhappy with my psychiatry residency and wanted to go off and do something else with my life. So they put me on Zoloft. And wow. That was, it was very hard for me to get off of that. But I managed to kind of stumble around and do that. And it taught me a big lesson about the value of being able to come off those medications easily.
Very good. And that is what we're talking about today, my listening friends. So bring your paper, your pen, because we need to take lots of notes because we are learning. Our teacher is Dr. Alice Lee, and we'll return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is psychiatrist, orthomolecular. So she's an MD, and she has a lot of other board certified, a lot of other initials behind her name, and I'll ask her to elaborate on those so that you know a little bit more. But you can find her at holisticpsychiatrist.com. That's holisticpsychiatrist.com. Now, Dr. Lee, I really appreciate you coming on the show. It's been a while since we had you on, and I think it's time. I think it's time because the more I dive into spirituality and the connection with self, I realize that the more disconnected I am to self, the less contentment I feel. And so nutritional science, nutritional medicine has really spoken to my heart. And of course, people like Dr. Andrew Saul, who's a very outspoken orthomolecular doctor. So if you could share a little bit more about orthomolecular medicine and what it means to you.
Orthomolecular medicine is, to me, a field that makes a lot of sense. It's really understanding the biochemistry of your body at its fundamental level and trying to supply what your body needs through nutrition or nutritional supplements. I also integrate other things such as homeopathy, essential oils, glandulars, and whatever might be helpful for my patients. But orthomolecular is, in America, we call it functional medicine as well. So it's either functional or orthomolecular medicine, really focuses on feeding the body, rebuilding the body with whatever it needs. And it's very powerful.
Very good. Okay. So knowing that, are there certain conditions that react better to certain supplements, certain foods, and some conditions that don't, that react negatively towards that if you have that particular condition?
I think orthomolecular approaches really help a wide range of different conditions, but and it can support even conditions that we would consider difficult to treat with nutrition. But I've found that if a person is highly, let's say, toxic, if they have been exposed to many different toxins, it's almost as if the whole body is so focused on just the dealing with the toxins that you can give them a lot of supplements, but it won't shift the body towards a better state of health until you either address the underlying issues or introduce perhaps a different way to look at that illness and treat it from another angle. So nutrition isn't always the answer.
Correct.
But particularly when you're toxic.
Correct. Okay, so real quickly. So you are Dr. Alice Lee, MD, ABIHM, and ABOIM. Can you share a little bit more about those, that title?
Well, the ABIHM was the very earliest board certification for integrative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So I had taken that and was board certified. I don't remember quite how long, but just so long ago. And so I was recertified about 2 years ago. So I've been board certified, I think, a total of about 9 years. So after I recertified, they changed the board certification for integrative medicine to the ABOIM. And it was a new process that required a fellowship training now.
Wow.
2 year fellowship training. So because I was already board certified with ABIHM, what I had the option of doing was forgo a 2 year fellowship and just take the board exam. So I took the board exam and passed. And
good.
So now it's called ABOIM. But the ABIHM is now something that whoever has it, they can just keep it for the rest of their lives. So I just keep it on there as my early boards.
Very good. Very good. So that let us, that's an indication right there that you've been at this for a while.
Yeah, I started very slowly with one patient at a time back in 2002. So it's been about 15 years since I've been in this whole field of holistic medicine.
So as we dive into the spirit and the emotional side, the mind, body, spirit of the person, if you treat with medication, you're treating the body or the symptom, not necessarily the spirit. And I've been diving a lot deeper into this since we've spoken, Dr. Lee, and how important it is to have that connection. And many people who are sad just do not know how to deal with their emotions. And just like you, you were having issues with your schoolwork, with your residency, and they put you on Zoloft instead of saying, what is it about it? Can you talk more about it? Can you share a little bit more about the how quickly medications are being prescribed in the United States?
Well, because I am in this particular niche, I think I see more than most psychiatrists what happens when someone is put on medication for very little reason. They end up trying to get off of it later on and end up with medication withdrawal problems. And these issues are, I think it's also because doctors have been taught that these medications are healing in some aspect or way, and because they see that it works quickly. So if it's a quick, easy fix and they only have 15 minutes or half an hour to talk to you about the problem, and they feel like they're obligated to fix something, and they have no other tools to deal with, I think it's very easy for them to reach for an SSRI and put a person on that SSRI and basically chemically shut off whatever emotional reaction they're having to a particular stressor, a temporary stressor at that time. But then they don't know how to help that person get off. And so let's say a few months down the road, they try to help that person get off, and the person might have withdrawal symptoms, and it can lead to a hospitalization and more serious medications. This was a situation I've seen more than once in my practice where a perfectly capable person is put on an SSRI. Then the doctor try to take them off, let's say a year or two later, and they end up in the hospital and they have to take heavier medications because they can't sleep. And they end up coming to me because they're on an antipsychotic medication.
Mm.
And a person who started off with a little bit of concern about a small issue shouldn't be on an antipsychotic medication, because an antipsychotic is the risk of withdrawal when you come off of an antipsychotic is psychosis. So it's not a safe medication to be taking for a long time.
Okay, so sure. And just recently you had, you knew somebody that was brought down or taken off medications and the doctor didn't know it. And would you like to share a little bit about that story?
Yes. It was very surprising to me. This is not about the doctor. It's just about the state of, lack of information, let's say, that's out there about medication withdrawal. But this is a very well-known holistic doctor and integrative medicine, but he's not a psychiatrist. And so he was, he took what information was out there and he put this particular person on some amino acids for her antidepressant. Her antidepressant works, it was, I believe it was Cymbalta or Effexor, but anyways, it worked on the norepinephrine system as well as the serotonin system. So then he told the person just to stop her medication. And that's one rule you don't want to do, is stop medications that a person has been taking for years and years cold turkey, no matter what you know about amino acids. It should be done very gradually. So when this patient became very depressed and suicidal, the holistic doctor called me and was very concerned and wanted me to see that patient right away. And of course, it's a very compassionate doctor, but I don't think he realized it had anything to do with his medication withdrawal, because if he did, he would have definitely been able to respond.
Sure.
So what I did after I talked with the patient was I said, just get back on your medications and your symptoms will go away. And sure enough, I didn't hear her call back until just weeks later. She said, she's arranged for she had to have special arrangements for financing and money to pay for this kind of treatment. So she called me back to schedule a follow-up appointment so that she can actually come off that medication gradually and hopefully without any side effects when she lowers her medication.
So what are some of the side effects that we could possibly be experiencing? You were on Zoloft and it caused you to get worse. What determines if a person gets worse or if it gets better? Because if she had suicidal, one would deduce that why would she want to get off of it if she goes back on the medication? So can you elaborate on that?
Well, I just learned last year in 2016 that an SSRI can deplete 80% of the serotonin storage levels in your platelets within 3 weeks.
Yes.
So when you take these medications, it really undermines ultimately the serotonin system.
Okay.
And so when you try to come off of them, it can cause this sudden, especially quickly, you can cause a very great shift in a very important messenger system in your body. The serotonin system, about 90 to 95% of serotonin receptors and neurotransmitters are in the gastrointestinal system.
Yes.
So that system is important to the body, and it can cause a domino effect with other aspects of the body. But the side effects are suicidal thoughts, severe depression and anxiety, and insomnia, and even changes in your appetite.
Now, when you're saying SSRI, go quickly explain what an SSRI is.
Yeah, and an SSRI is like a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So it is a class of medications that includes Prozac, Zoloft, okay. Celexa, Lexapro. I mean, there's a lot. And it also is part of the way in which medications like Cymbalta and Effexor works.
So if you're taking these Cymbalta and Alex, whatever these medications are, what are some of the symptoms that you know that the medication is not working?
When the medication is not working, what are some of the symptoms or
yes.
withdrawal?
Well, I mean, some people take medications and all of a sudden they start feeling other things like maybe, okay, I'm a little constipated. They go to the doctor and then they give them drugs for constipation and or maybe I am, you know, not sleeping well. Then they give them a sleeping pill. So let's talk about that and what you can be experiencing because it could be this medication and what happens when you transition out and how to replenish. And we're going to continue our conversation with our teacher today, Dr. Alice Lee, when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from one another. And today's teacher is Dr. Alice Lee. We're talking about the side effects of psychotropic medication and getting off of them. And this is a very serious thing that could cause you to behave in ways that you never ever thought you would. And so I want to encourage you to join us every day as we learn new things about ourselves so that we can be ahead of it. We can take responsibility and it will lead us to empowerment and freedom. And if you're ready for that, go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber, wait for that confirmation email. And once you confirm, you will have access to my mind, body, spirit, positive affirmation audio link and my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. But that's not all. You can listen to all my previous shows, view my sponsors, get some discounts on my favorites, get the insider scoop. And when you become a subscriber, the show goes right to your phone or tablet. So let's grow together at whenyouneedafriend.com. Let's also grow together on Instagram at Lillian McDermott, Twitter Lillian MCD, on facebook.com/ Lillian's Radio Show. So not only like me on these, invite people to learn more about the show. Help me grow the show. And I want you to also feel free to go to On Demand. You can catch me on demand on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio. The benefit of going on demand is that it doesn't use your data once you download it. So it's there in your phone until you delete it. And so you can call me and leave a message. It's another way you can get a hold of me. Text me at 407-373-5959. Again, if you have any questions for Dr. Lee or any of our guests, feel free to call, leave a message, or text 407-373-5959. Now, today we're talking about the dangers of side effects, so the dangerous side effects of getting off your psychotropic medications. So, Dr. Lee, I'm so grateful that you've gone above and beyond, because you could be writing lots of scripts for Zoloft and Prozac and Lipitor, whatever, not Lipitor, but all these other, I have no idea, all the names, because every year they come up with something new. But as you are helping people, now you're learning that 80%, and this is something that you shared, 80% of the serotonin is depleted in your body after 3 weeks. So let's talk about the importance of serotonin and what the function of it is.
Well, serotonin is, as I said, 90 to 95% of that particular neurotransmitter is actually in the GI system, which I did not know in all the years of my training. Serotonin is thought of as one of the newer approaches to healing depression. So a lot of the common medications that are antidepressants affect the serotonin system. So it's kind of ironic that serotonin actually mostly works in the gut. So when you don't, when you take an SSRI, what are the side effects? I don't think there are too many side effects, unless a person is very, like I said, toxic. Then they can also have all sorts of strange side effects. They can have problems with their hormones. They can have problems with their, they can have problems with headaches. But in general, the SSRIs are very easily tolerated, and that's perhaps why it's so easily dispensed. But there are many other medications, of course, that can cause more side effects just because they affect a whole slew of different receptors. What happens when people take it, generally in terms of side effects with the SSRIs like Prozac or Zoloft or Lexapro or Celexa, is that some people might report kind of a numbness, a very clear numbness, not only of their emotions, but also of their sensations, like they can't feel pain as easily. They can also have a decreased sexual libido. That's a very, very common side effect of SSRIs. One particular young man who took it said, and this was before puberty, he was put on SSRIs, and he said he lost his sexuality. Even after they stopped his medication, he wasn't feeling any sexual developmental changes or shifts that normally a young man would. So we had to address those things for him as well. So those are the common things that can happen. The worst thing is when you stop them. That's when the side effects then really hit.
Okay, so let's talk about what happens at that moment, because I don't think I quite understand. Mm-hmm. What's the function of serotonin? What does serotonin do to us? It's in our gut, but what does it do for us?
From my work, the function of the serotonin in the GI system has a very huge impact on digestion and absorption of nutrients. I know that it does have a big effect on that. So when the GI system doesn't have sufficient serotonin, I think that what happens with the gut is that it stops working as efficiently as it did before.
Okay. And so I was sharing with you that Dr. Emron Mayer, who wrote the mind-gut connection, he came on and he talked about, you know, serotonin and how when that imbalance happens, then this bad bacteria starts taking over and starts making demands of the brain.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that serotonin can do is that serotonin and melatonin share the same metabolic pathway. So when serotonin is depleted because of the medication or you stop the medication abruptly, I think it does affect melatonin. And melatonin is created and made mostly in the pineal gland. Mm-hmm. And the pineal gland is a master gland in the brain, and it really helps control and regulate our rhythm, biorhythms, and our sleep and our appetite. So when the two are kind of related through this one amino acid, which is called L-tryptophan. Mm-hmm. And you mess up one half of the system. I think it does have effects throughout the whole body that we don't quite understand.
Okay, so then as you get off these medications, because people start feeling better, or maybe they decide they want to get off their medication. Now, what is your advice to anyone who's planning on getting off medication? Maybe they're doing it with their regular family doctor, or somebody else. Do you suggest that a psychiatrist help get you off the medication? And how do you incorporate nutrition at that point?
Yeah, I think it's very important to have someone with experience with medication withdrawal work with someone who's coming off of these medications, because the side effects, or the withdrawal side effects is what I mean, of coming off these medications sometimes can occur for someone maybe 2 or 3 months after they've already stopped the medication.
Wow.
Just lowering it slowly is not going to replenish the serotonin levels unless you know how. So a holistic psychiatrist would, I think, be much more likely to know how. Sometimes a naturopathic doctor, an ND, N as in Nancy, D as in David, might know more about how these medications can affect withdrawal and maybe be able to help in their own way. But I would say that the knowledge of how to help someone get off an SSRI is really very, very limited. And I'm very surprised at how few people know about it.
Okay, so we've discussed, you know, the side effects and the dangers of trying to get off these drugs by yourself. So what I'd like to perhaps maybe, because I know you've been doing a lot of work with schizophrenia, you've been doing a lot of work with ADHD, people that have some issues. Instead of putting them on medication, what do you do?
Well, there's two branches that I work on. One is looking at underlying cause. The second branch is the medication itself and the withdrawal process. So when I'm helping someone get off their medications, I'm really trying to treat the whole person. Sometimes those underlying causes are psychological, or could be environmental, it could be trauma, it could be infections or heavy metal toxicity. And sometimes it could be brain injury from a fall, or it could be a dental issue with, you know, the alignment of their teeth or some braces that they received. So those are underlying causes. I'm trying to decrease stress to the body over time. And the medication withdrawal piece is understanding the medication, the receptors that it affects, and using interventions that are natural to help with those different systems when I'm lowering the medication.
Okay. And as you're doing that, what are some of the foods, some of the supplements that you increase in the for the people that you're working with?
It varies from person to person, but there are eight categories, and they are vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, amino acids, GI support, antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, and detoxifications. So those eight areas need to be supported as a general thing, but depending on the medications, and I can tell you next
time. Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to continue our conversation with psychiatrist Dr. Alice Lee when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is holistic doctor. She's a psychiatrist, both MD and a psychiatrist that is board certified in integrative medicine. So holistic integrative medicine. And Dr. Lee, you know, you and I were talking on the break that we are not N-O-T, and I want you to listen to this. We're not telling you to get off your drugs. There are a lot of people that don't like being on these drugs because they work so well, they numb everything about you. And so we're talking to Dr. Alice Lee about the fact that people are getting off their medications cold turkey. And what is your advice about that, Dr. Lee?
That's the number one rule that we shouldn't do. Please don't come off your medications cold turkey, because it's, even if you're feeling well, a lot of people feel much, much worse and can become suicidal when they stop their medications cold turkey like that.
Okay. And the advice, if somebody wants to get off their medications because perhaps maybe they are experiencing some side effects while they're on, because I do know some people that they go on and they feel really good, then all of a sudden they just don't feel, they just keep getting different medication to another medication, another medication, and that switching from one medication to the next, does that do anything for you?
Yeah, I think that there's two things that we need to understand about medication. Medication has its beneficial side effects, and then it has its negative consequences. So the beneficial side effects are what you're looking for, which is a decrease in pain and suffering and depression and maybe anxiety. The other aspect of the medication that comes along with it is that it's not a food item. So the body thinks of it as a foreign substance, or we call it a xenobiotic. Xenobiotic, it's foreign to the body, and so it treats it as anything that's foreign, like an antigen or pollen or anything that's strange and bizarre or novel. So it challenges the body's detoxification system because the body has to metabolize it and get rid of it, and it also challenges the immune system, which tries to destroy it with its own tools, with inflammation. So when you take these medications, it does strain the other aspects of the body that you don't even realize. As you continue to take that medication, your immune system will become more and more sensitized to that medication, can cause more and more inflammation in the body. And over time, the benefits may not be as much as the problems that this medication is causing in terms of detox and inflammation, depending on what the biochemistry of that unique individual is. And so some people will say, my medication has stopped working. Maybe after a couple of years, it stops working. And so the doctor says, well, we'll just switch you to another medication. But maybe they don't give you another medication that works on the serotonin system. They might switch you to Wellbutrin, or they might switch you to a different medication that only works partly on the serotonin system. What happens in that scenario is that you'll have withdrawal from the serotonin, but the doctor doesn't realize that you're going into withdrawal. And so they keep working with other medications that aren't working on that serotonin system. The reason why it stops working is because when you take the medication, even though it's doing the same thing each time, the negative aspects of that medication is now outstripping the positive. So it kind of ends up almost like you're not taking anything. But when you stop it, all the negatives might be gone, but so is all the positive. All the ways in which that medication has helped the serotonin system, now it's gone.
Okay, so let's talk about what we can do that's proactive. If someone's feeling, no matter what, if you are feeling depressed or suicidal even before they put you on medication, Dr. Lee, what are some of your things that you look at to help the person build up their system?
Well, it depends on the medication. So I think
let's say they're feeling they're not on medication, but the doctor's saying they should go on medication because they're depressed. But the reality is, it's a mind body spirit approach. If somebody is depressed, there's something going on in your body, something that whether it's a thought or a feeling, an emotion, something that needs to be dealt with, right?
Right. And if you're looking at someone who's struggling with those issues at the very beginning before they start on the medication, what we're really looking at is supporting that particular body, that person, their body in terms of the nutrient supply, because their body may be feeling stressed. So adding even just a multivitamin mineral might be very helpful. Something that's an antioxidant may be very helpful. But also, of course, if it's an issue, a lot of the holistic doctors, whether it's a psychiatrist, therapist, have very effective tools in energy medicine using EFT, E as in elephant, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, to use acupressure techniques and thought field therapy to decrease anxiety and stress related to a particular stressor or trauma.
Very good. So you have EFT. What are other things that you work with? Do you actually work with therapy? Do you actually help them heal the whatever memories they're trying to suppress or whatever's causing them to feel sad?
Exactly. I mean, those are the first approaches that most people go to, I think. But if they go to a pediatrician or they go to an internist, those doctors will reach for the SSRI.
Correct.
So that's just the tools that they have. So depending on who you go to, they're going to reach into their toolbox and use what tools they have to help you with the trauma. In my practice, of course, I'm trying to use integration of all of these things, whether it's psychotherapy or looking at the energy medicine piece with meditation, EFT, even Reiki. And then in the nutritional field, we're looking at how can we support that person in terms of nutrition, antioxidants. I've had people with depression for a couple of years who are suicidal. They come in. I don't even have to use anything that have to do with the serotonin system. I can support them with, you know, vitamins and minerals and some essential fatty acids and ask them to use some smoothies for antioxidant support, and they can get better within a matter of weeks. So it doesn't take a long time. Some people think it might take months and months, but it does not.
So when you say smoothies, what kind of smoothies are you talking about?
I'm just really talking about a blend of whether it's a vegetables and fruits. So you can use, you know, bananas and oranges and apples, and then you can throw in some kale or spinach or a little bit of cilantro, whatever it is that you want, just cucumber, or, you know, just make a smoothie. The nice thing about smoothies is that the food is not cooked. It's easily digestible. You're getting lots of vitamins and minerals and enzymes in a very easy
and
to
fiber, digest. Fiber. Yeah,
fiber, of course. And all of these things are really helpful for the body. So I'm no expert on smoothies, but there's tons of books out there on beautiful smoothies that you can make, and they resupply the body with real food. That's great for helping.
So Dr. Lee, and for those of you that would like to learn more about Dr. Lee, you actually do you work with patients outside of Maryland?
Yes. It depends on the patient. Sometimes it's safe to work with them on Skype. But for people who are trying to get off antipsychotics and things like that, I do try to work with them face to face.
Okay. And so if you want to learn more about Dr. Lee, you can go to holisticpsychiatrist.com. That's holisticpsychiatrist.com. You've been able to do some great work with schizophrenia as well, right, Dr. Lee?
Yeah, I've been really excited about being able to work on helping people who are psychotic to first of all, the first step is just to get them better. And they usually come in on medication. And then even collaborating with other clinicians to get them gradually to be able to lower their medication.
Very good. Very good. Well, Dr. Lee, time flies. I'd love to have another conversation with you. Let's see how quickly we can get you back. And I want to thank you for the work you do and going beyond your profession and your specialty. Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And for you, my listening friends, time to learn a new truth about drugs and how it interacts with your body. Let's take our life back and work with a doctor that can heal you in different ways. This is Lily McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Very good.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lilly and McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests in the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional